Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 4, Job and the Two Trees, Saturday. Related Verses, Romans 8, 5 through 6, 2 and 10. For those who are according to the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water gushing up into eternal life. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Suggested reading. Man is tripartite. He has a spirit, soul, and body. The spirit is our innermost part. The body is our outermost part. And the soul, the main part of our being, stands between them. As a result of the fall, Satan, as the tree of knowledge, came into man's flesh. As a result of our believing in Christ, God, as the tree of life, came into our spirit. Therefore, the two trees that were once in the garden outside of man are now within us. One in our flesh, the other in our spirit. If we read Romans 7 carefully, we will see that Paul said in his flesh, nothing good dwells, only sin. Sin is actually the evil nature of Satan. To say that sin dwells in our flesh means that Satan, the evil one, is in our flesh. Romans 8:16, a verse which proves that God is in us, says that the Spirit of God witnesses with our spirit. Thus, every genuine Christian is a miniature Garden of Eden. The mind of your soul represents yourself. Sin in your flesh represents Satan, and the spirit in your spirit represents God. As in the Garden of Eden, the three parties form a triangular situation within us. The seed of this triangular situation was sown in Genesis 2. And the growth of the seed is found in Romans 8, where we see the outcrop of the two trees. Romans 8:6 says that the mind set on the flesh is death, and that the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. In Genesis 2, the two trees were objective. In Romans 8, they are subjective. We should never say that these two trees are no longer with us. Even as you read this message, they are within you. Thus, in Romans 8, we find a present-day Garden of Eden. Romans 8:2 mentions the law of the Spirit of life, which sets us free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, in Romans 8, we have two laws, the law of life and the law of death. These two laws are the two principles of the two trees in our subjective experience. In the garden, man faced the tree of life on the one hand and the tree of knowledge on the other hand. Now, as those who were represented by Adam in Genesis 2, we have the tree of life in our spirit and the tree of knowledge in our flesh. We need to decide whether we shall set our mind on the flesh and suffer death, or whether we shall set our mind on the Spirit and enjoy life and peace. By setting our mind on the Spirit, we abide in Christ, who as the life-giving Spirit dwells in our spirit. We have learned from Romans 8 that all we need to do is turn our being to the living one who indwells our spirit and stay one with him. When we turn to him and set our mind on him, we have life, peace, light, comfort, strength, and all we need. Our thirst is quenched and our hunger is satisfied. In order to set our being on the mingled spirit, we need to pray. How easily we are distracted from the divine spirit in our spirit. Our mind is so quickly drawn to other things. Therefore, we need to pray, not mainly to ask the Lord to do things for us, but to keep our mind set on the Spirit. Be assured, the Lord will take care of you and do everything for you. Hence, in prayer, you need not be occupied with your needs, such as love or patience. Instead, pray to keep in touch with the living one in your spirit. The more you keep in contact with him, the more you will enjoy him. We should simply praise the Lord that he is our love, our patience, and our everything. If we praise him in this way, declaring how good the Lord is, spontaneously, love and patience will flow out of us. The more we set our mind on the living one in our spirit, the more he lives himself out of us.